Today we're going to be learning Siman Pei Vav, Halacha Hei and Vav. Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Beitzas oif tamish is bas macheres. If you have the egg from a non-kosher bird, let's say from an owl egg that was cooked with other eggs, meaning with kosher eggs, let's say chicken eggs, in Hebrew klipasa, so these are all cooked hard-boiled eggs, they're all cooked in a pot together. In Hebrew klipasa, if the non-kosher bird is still in it, well, if he, we'll see what he means in a second, but if it is in its shell, meaning it hasn't been peeled, enoi seres, it does not make the treif bird, the owl egg does not make the other eggs treif. In Hiklufa, but if it was peeled, then Iseris and the other birds are usher, and the Rama 6 in parentheses, in Hindukuva, Dinikaklufa, having a hole in it, it has the same status as having been peeled, which is, it's a whole question that I don't know exactly how what that means. Let's continue. Vitzarach, so now if it was peeled, that makes the other eggs usher. So under what conditions is it usher? So Vitzarach, Samach al Deim, Shalhetik Negilavala. With that treif egg, has the effect to make the owl egg has the effect to make all the chicken eggs usher. When those eggs stay usher, unless there are 61 kosher eggs as compared to the one non-kosher egg. Usually the din is you need the b'shishim, just 60. So we'll see soon why here is a special din that you need to have 61. And there are must extend about a few ainu shleim or rak trufa, and that din that you need 61 applies even if it's not a whole egg, it's original, but it's been mixed up at that point, it was cracked and cooked like that. And again, we're going to see this, and what the Shulchan Aruch says in a second, we're going to explain it all later why that is. And the Mechaber says, in this Parsha B'Tavshu Shal Heter, what happens if instead of cooking this owl egg with other eggs, you cooked the owl egg in a soup or with some other kind of a food that was not egg, then the regular rule of Shishim applies. Again, we're going to explain what the reason for this is, why sometimes you need 60, sometimes you need 61. We'll explain that in a minute. So the original case we have been talking about was it was an egg from a non-kosher bird. Again, our example is an owl egg. But what happens if it's an egg that's not kosher for a different reason? Because it has an afroach growing and it has a chick that started to grow into it, which in Simon Samachlov, that we learned that thing is also, that egg is also oi dam, or it has a blood spot. Then that even if the egg is not peeled, it can affect the other eggs, and it can make the other eggs treif. Whether what you need in that case, how many kosher eggs you need, we're going to talk about next time. Okay, but it says here that it can affect the other eggs, even if the egg is not peeled. Now the Rambam says when we try to figure out if there's shishim or how many you need to be mevatel, the peels count towards the amount of how much bitter you need, levatel iser, as far as the bitter, the kosher can keep as a heter, and that much, not only does the shell of the owl egg count towards the shishim, and the shell of the chicken eggs also count, finally on simon tzad test, which talks about those kind of dinim, of when the bones and peels and things like that count. Now, halacha hey. Now, halacha vav is a continuation that says the following, beitzas treif u'nevela. What happens if you have that egg that's from a kosher breed, it's from a chicken, but the mother was a treif or a nevela, we spoke about that a different time, so the egg is also not kosher. So then, dina kedina beitzas oif tami. It has the same din as an egg that had come from a non-kosher species, like an owl. So the one case that's different was the egg that had the chicken in it or a blood spot. But if it has if it's a treif or a nevela, then it has the same status as if it was from a non-kosher species. That what the kosher in a klufa, as long as if it's not peeled, then it's basa macheres and you cooked it with other ones, enoi seres, it doesn't asher those other eggs. Now the Shulchan Aruch tells us the reason for all these klufas. What is the reason why, if it's in its shell, it doesn't affect the other eggs? It's from the words of the Gemara, the Maya, the Bay of Almighty, it's just considered the liquid, the inside of the egg, it's just considered the bleeds that come out from that inside is like as if just water. Maya, the Bay of Almighty, as if water coming out of an egg, and therefore it has no effect on the other eggs. We're going to speak a little bit more about what that means next time, but for this time, this is from the words of the Gemara, that little bit doesn't count, it means nothing. Now that I'm up, six in, Chumra on both of these dinim, v'yeshpemim, the kol beim dinim shavim, really all eggs have the same din, and all the kulas you just heard are not correct. V'oysim afil in klufim, they ask the other eggs even if they're not peeled. This is based on some rishonim have a different. The Gemara says what it said in the Shulchan Aruch until now. I'll explain in a second. But some rishonim hold that the Gemara is just a dusty parrot, and that's not really the truth. And really, in all cases, one egg can ask the other eggs, even if they're in their peels, no matter what kind of egg it was. And the Rama says, in general, if it's not a hefsim meruba, you should be choishes for these machmirim. Al the hefsim meruba, yesh nismach amekilim. But if it's a hefsim meruba, then you can follow the rules that the machaber said, which was that if the egg comes from a non-kosher species or an avail or a trefa, and it's peeled, and if it's peeled, it doesn't affect the other eggs. Okay, so these dinim, as I sort of mentioned, this comes from a gemara in Chulin. Tzadik Zayin Beis, Tzadik Chesem Rav a little bit, says that if you cook, the Gemara says first makes sense, a statement, that if you cook eggs from a non-kosher bird together with eggs of a kosher bird, then the kosher bird stays, is not affected. The Maya, because it's Maya, the baby Amma, because it's just, the bleed that comes out is just minimal, and it's just like water, or so like the water comes from an egg, and it doesn't count to make the other egg buster. That's what the Gemara says. But the Gemara also says, but if it came from a bird in which chicks started to form, then the other eggs, the regular eggs, the plain eggs, they become chicks. That's what the Gemara says. Now, the Rishonim have two chumras on what the Gemara says. The Gemara just says those two things. The first is, the Gemara says nothing about the egg being peeled. But the Yerushalmi does. The Rashi brings that the Yerushalmi says that if the egg is peeled already, then it does affect the other ones. Then it has an effect, so that teaches us that this Gemara that in the Bible that told us that one egg can't affect another egg is only when it's still in it, when it's in its shell. But were it to be peeled, it would be mutter. Now, it's a question that some Rishonim disagree. They say yeah, that's what the Yerushalmi says, but the Bible argues. But the Rishonim says we should be machmir for what the Yerushalmi says, that the Gemara's kula of one egg not affecting another egg only is if it's in its shell, but if it's peeled, then the egg can have an effect on it. That's one chumra. And that was brought in Shulchan Aruch, that you can only be makel, if the egg is in it. The only coolers are when the egg is in its shell. Second is, the Gemara's case was that there was a chick forming inside the egg. Taisa says, well, we have another Gemara that tells us that when you have a little bit of blood in certain parts of the egg, when there's a blood spot forms in certain parts of the egg, then we say, shadda tichel b'kula, we start to be concerned that this whole, what we see as an egg, that looks basically like an egg, most of it, is actually the beginning of a chick forming, and therefore the whole egg is us. That's what the Gemara says about the egg itself. Tyson says that when our Gemara says that there's a chick inside, the bleeding can pass through the eggshell. When the Gemara says there's a chick, the same thing would be true if there was just a blood spot, not just a chick, but even a chick forming, but even if there's just a blood spot, because there's a shadda tichel b'kula. And that also is what Shulchan Aruch, that if the Shulchan Aruch said was, a bein tishesh by a friend, or down, then it makes the other food also, then it passes through the eggshell, like this chumra that Tyson brings. Okay, those are two chumras that Rosh Hashanah say that are not so clear in saying them in the Gemara. Now, there's two other things. One is, the Shulchan Aruch said that you will only ask the egg if the egg is in a type that it can ask for other eggs. The trace egg can somehow affect the other eggs, like if it's peeled or if it's has a chick inside of it. If it can ask for the other eggs, then the Shulchan Aruch said you need 61 eggs to be involved with that belia. Now, usually you use shishim, over here you need 61. Okay, so most hold. We'll see in a second, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah also hold, the way the Taz explains. But the reason why you need 61 is because eggs tend to be about the same size as each other, but it's not so easy to tell whether one egg is bigger than another egg, and therefore, when you have eggs, Chazal made a special requirement that instead of being bitul b'shishim, you have to have 61 eggs. Because if you see 60 eggs, you're going to guess those 60 eggs are the same size, are basically the same size, and they comparative to the original the chafe egg, and therefore it's hard to tell, and therefore they say you always have to have 61. This way you're comfortable, you could be sure that there's always enough to be involved with b'shishim. That's how the Taz learns, and we'll see in a second how we see that the Shulchan Aruch holds. That's how the Taz learns. The Shach shows from other Rishonim, from others, that the reason why we need shishim is not because we can't tell the size of eggs. That's not the reason. He says the reason to need 61 is because an egg is somewhat of a barrier. It's not exactly a barrier. It doesn't meet all the technical requirements of a barrier, but it's a complete item. And since it's complete, therefore, it has sort of the minimum of a barrier. And because the sword has been with the barrier, the sword that it has is that you have to have 61. Because I wanted to sort of show a significance to the fact that the egg is whole, and therefore they said is you have to have 61 instead of 60. So the Shach means that there are those whole like that, and he sees good reason to think like that, but in the Shach's conclusion is that it should be machmir for both shitas. What does it mean to be machmir for both shitas? So the Shach and the Prima Gavim speak out two nafkaminas between these two ways of understanding why you need 61. Okay. The first nafkamina is, what would happen if the trace egg that we have that we're talking about wasn't whole? What happens if it was cracked? So, according to the way the Taz, and the way the Taz says it, then it makes a difference. That the Chazal said, eggs are hard to judge, it's hard to judge the size of an egg, and therefore you need 61 to make an egg. It doesn't make a difference whether it's whole or cracked. That won't make a difference. And that's why the Ramah said, the Ramah said, Rafiu ain't a shlema, rak chufa. When the Shulchan Aruch said you need 61, the Ramah said, and even if it's not whole, it has nothing to do with being whole, it just has to do with being an egg. So that's one nafkamina that according to the way the Ramah said and the way the Taz is learning, we have a chumrah that it applies even if it's a cracked egg. And the Shach says it's not true. According to the Shach's way, it's only if it's a complete egg. So this is an example of where the Taz would be, where the Taz of the Ramah and the Ramah will be machmir to say that you need 61 in a case where the Shach wouldn't hold it. Another nafkamina is, what happens if the egg had been this non-kosher egg? Had been mixed into, not into eggs, but mixed into, had been mixed into other foods. They were mixed into potatoes or soup or something else. It was mixed into a different food. So, if the reason why you need 61 is because of the chashivas of the egg, because it's whole, and therefore Chazal made a special requirement that you have to have 61 connected instead of 60, well, it makes a difference when it gets mixed into. It has nothing to do with the relationship between this egg and another egg. It has to do with the egg being its own barrier. Well, if that's the reason, so then if it gets mixed into other foods, then you still need 61. It doesn't make a difference what it's mixed into. What's important is whether the egg itself started off as a barrier. According to the Taz, according to what we said, Svat Ramah, then it only is when it's eggs into eggs, because eggs into eggs is hard to judge which one is bigger, which one is smaller. But if it's eggs into the potatoes, eggs into something else, then there's no good for that. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says in this fashion, the Tavshah Shal Heter, if it was mixed into a Tavshah Shal Heter, meaning with no eggs, then ain't Shal HaLashishah, then you just need 60. Because this is the case where the Taz and the Ramah and the Mechaber are being makel. Their reason to need 61 is because it's egg to egg, so egg to egg needs 61. And this is the case where the Shach would have been, the Shach's reason would have been L'chumra, where since it's coming as from a complete egg, that's why you have to be Machmir. And so therefore, as I said, the Shach's conclusion was, if you're Machmir for both Shitas, while the most hold like the Taz and the Mechaber and the Ramah and many others, who say, no, it only concerns when it's egg into egg, but L'chumra is that even if it's broken up egg. Okay, so we've seen the explanations of why you need 61. Now, the only case where it's possible to be machmir is when the egg is in it. The only case where it's possible, to be makel is when the egg is in its shell. Right? All the cases that there were possibilities for being makel were needing an egg into a shell. So, which egg needs to be in the shell? It says, v'mhi klufa, v'hi eino klufa, it is or not. Which one is it? What does that mean? So, there's a three-way machlokes about this question. The Prisha and the Shach say, the only time we could be makel is if both the kosher and the non-kosher egg are both in their shells. Then, no blia cases from the trait egg to the kosher egg, or at least in the right cases. But if either of them is cracked, then blia can transfer and become trait. The Bach says, if either of the ones that is in its shell, that's enough to protect it. Okay, so these two opposite extremes, the Prisha and the Shach say it has to be, both have to be in their shells, and the Bach says only one of them has to, either one of them has to be in the shell. And the Taz says, sort of like a compromise, that if the treif one, that depends on whether it's a shell. If the treif one is in its shell, that keeps the blea from getting out. If the treif one is out of its shell, then it doesn't help that the kosher one is in its shell. Okay, so we have three different shittas. Do they both have to be in the shell, either have to be in the shell, or the treif one has to be in the shell in order to do the protection? Okay, those are our three possibilities. So, the first thing is, according to the Prisha and the Shach, and the Taz, what happens if a kosher egg is in its shell? That doesn't do anything. Kosher egg being in the shell, it doesn't do anything by itself, unless you have also the trace egg, at least the trace egg being in the shell. That's the first thing. Being in a shell is not a protection for the kosher egg. There's another requirement that has to be from the trace egg. Even the Bach, who said it depends on the either egg, and in theory a kosher egg shell could protect it from bleas coming in. That's only in very specific cases. What it can be protected from is if it was an egg from an owl or from an available trefa, but from other things, let's say even from an egg with a blood spot, or some other tarfus that would be there, the shell does not protect it. The shell only protects from a very, very specific kind of bleas. Even the one who holds that the kosher egg shell is the one that offers the protection, that's only in very, very specific cases. And of course, the Rambam said, we will not make about all these things. Why am I saying all those things? I'm mentioning those, I'm summarizing just so we understand it, but there's a nafkamin, or so to speak, a nafkamin is, because it's very clear from all these things that I've said, and from all things that it says here in the Shulchan Aruch, that what happens if I have treif in the pot, a piece of chazer floating around the pot, or if I'm cooking the egg in a treif pot, so then there's no way that the eggshell can protect it. Again, according to some of the priests, the Shach and the Taz, a kosher eggshell doesn't protect anything. You need to have a shell on the, so to speak, on the treif egg, and of course here there's no shell. And according to the Bach, where the egg kosher shell can protect it, but it only protects on the very, very specific cases. But if it's coming from something that's a good old-fashioned treif, not an egg kind of treif, but good old-fashioned chazer, or nevela, or whatever it is, then the eggshell does not offer any protection. So I'm saying all of that because there are those people who have this mistaken impression based on the din that we learned today. They have this mistaken impression that you can go into a treif restaurant and buy hard-boiled eggs. And they say, what it's about? Hard-boiled eggs are cooked in their shell. If they're cooked in the shell, the shell protects it from getting any bleas. And since no bleas can get in, so I can buy my hard-boiled egg. Who cares what pot they cooked in? I don't care if they cooked it in a treif pot. I'm getting a hard-boiled egg, and the shell is what's going to protect it from bleas coming in. So what we've seen here, which is very clear from the din, this is not a chiddush, it's just that those people are misreading the din. It's very clear from the din that we're reading that the shells were not protected, and if an egg was cooked in a treif pot, then that egg would be treif, just like any other example. Of course, the side is there's a bishul hakam issue to eat eggs cooked in a treif without a yid being participating. So before I conclude, I just want to read the following. The Chacham Sodom, and the Sefer Chacham Sodom has an introduction to it. And after the introduction, there's a little note from the Machaber before the Sefer actually starts. And in that note, he says, you know, I want to make you aware of, it's coming springtime, and summertime, it's coming the warmer weather, and people are going outside. So there are five things that I want you to be aware of that people, assuming that people might be doing that they're just not thinking of. And so I just want you to be aware of that. So he sticks this in after the introduction, right before the actual, so to speak, sefer, the body of the sefer starts, he has his introduction. And the first of those five is the following. He says, Leah, she'es hazram rikiyo, kailan ba'kanas. People are now, it's warm weather, people are strolling out in gardens, they're all over the place. L'chein me'achoy v'alai l'hazir. I feel obligated to make you aware of the following. She'es she'imotzei be'am v'shelis. If a person finds an egg, the word here, and he cooked it. He found the egg, which is to say this. Now as you're strolling around the gardens, you come across an egg. Not your regular egg that you have in your house, that your chicken lays, and you pick up the egg right away. So when you cook it, there's no chicks inside of it. There's no blood spots. You cook it right away as soon as you get it. But here you're walking around, you're out and about in the street, and you're going to come across an egg that was laid days ago by a chicken, or by some a duck. So you're going to find an egg that's already starting to form, or it already has a blood spot on it, and you won't know that until you cook it. So you're walking along the street, you find a goose egg, you bring it home, and you cook it. And now you cook it with the rest of your eggs, and after you cook it, you realize that inside of it is a chick is starting to grow, or there's a blood spot. Okay? So, again, we're giving a little explanation of why you found it while you're walking in the gardens. But that's what he says again. So what's the deal? He says, Asurim kol adem shen espashu imad. All the rest of the eggs that were cooked in a pot are treif. Ki ilu espashu mechatiches chazir or nevela. The rest of those eggs are treif as if they had been cooked in chazir or nevela. V'tzor shen eschachem ne ati eschachem what to do about the rest of your pot and your eggs and v'chadina all kinds of shaylos. So, again, as we saw in our din, a kosher egg being cooked with treif things is protected in very, very specific cases. But in otherwise, just from stam isurim, or even isurim like this, where it's an egg with a blood spot in it, or egg with a chick in it, those are usur, and the rest of the eggs would become usur because of it.